At the very moment Centorio and Agent Baker were discussing their absence, Del Shea, Chandasi, and the others were already off the reservation. Eerily illuminated by the flickering torches many of them were carrying, they sat on their horses on the crest of a hill that overlooked the Dugan Ranch near the little white settlement of Picket Post. Del Shea looked down on the little collection of neat buildings that made up the ranch.
All are asleep.
Yes, Del Shea. We are at war?
Yes.
We will join Goyathle?
No. We will make our own war.
He made a motion with his arm, then pointed toward the barn. Del Shea's riders rode quickly down the hill to the Dugan Ranch. Without any further directions, a couple of the riders broke away from the rest of the pack and headed toward the barn. One of them tossed a torch inside the barn where it landed on dry hay. The other threw his torch up onto the dry shake shingles of the roof. Within moments, the barn was on fire. Another of the riders started toward the main house, but Del Shea called out to him.
Wait!
The rider stopped, though it was clear by the expression on his face that he did not understand why Del Shea had stopped him. They waited for nearly 2 minutes. Del Shea and the 9 other warriors sat silently as they stared at the house, which, though not on fire, cast back the reflected flames of a burning barn. The 10 Indians waited, their faces glowing orange-red from the fire. The illusion created an apparition of Satan's mounted demons. Suddenly, Dugan and his two sons dashed out through the front door in their nightshirts, not bothering to take time to get dressed. They tumbled off the front porch, then were brought to an immediate stop by the sight of the 10 mounted Indians. Backlit by the burning barn, the Indians looked as if they were ghost riders from hell.
Kill them! Chandasi, find the whore wife of this white man's scum and kill her!
Chandasi nodded grimly and made his way into the house.